Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and thank you for listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah. And, you know, I got thank you for listening, and this is what the show's all about. This was my main goal, my main objective, my show mission, was to get the good kids more publicity. Yes, WSAV, WTOC, WJCL, you know, the Savannah Morning News, all the other people, Stephen L. Weeks, Travis Judon, the people that cover the sports in this town. I mean, we do a great job. But, you know, I wanted to get these kids a little more recognition. And, you know, this girl, it, you know, is something special. Yes, Donald Heath wrote a great article in the Savannah Morning News. I'm going to give him a lot of credit for a lot of information I got. Believe it or not, I realized that, you know, once I put two and two together and she told me, I've also coached her sister. Well, I was really the figurehead soccer coach up at Effingham County, Brianna Stewart. But I'm telling you right now, something special when you hear a girl that plays high school football and she's also a star on her high school soccer team. And they've had a great year. A little heartbreaker the other night when they lost to Richmond Hill. It was for first place. But I'm telling you right now, on the season, okay, let's take the football season. Kenzie Stewart out of Effingham County High School, she was the place kicker. All right, she had 29 extra points. She had two field goals. This season in soccer, she's on a roll. She's got one goal, six assists. She plays defense. But it's just something special. And, you know, Brianna, her sister, Brianna Stewart, wasn't big in height. And from what I understand, Mackenzie is not tall either. I think she's almost 5 foot. She made 25 or 30 extra points. What more can I tell you? And, you know, it got to be a little nerve-wracking for her parents. But you know what? She's having a great season. She's anchoring that defense. They're going to be in the state playoffs. And she's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Cricket Wireless Hotline. Remember, Cricket Wireless is something to smile about. This week's first Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Effingham County High School, soccer/football player, Mackenzie Stewart. Mackenzie, thanks for coming on. I know it's a big day for you. You got prom coming up, but I appreciate you coming on. Mackenzie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir.
I just said I appreciate you coming on. I know it's a big day. It's prom day there at Effingham County, but once again, congratulations on a great senior year.
Thank you.
Okay, my first question I'm going to throw at you, what made you want to play football?
Basically, when I was in middle school, I would play soccer, and we were at a war ball tournament one time, and the middle school coach came up to me and asked me if I was interested in playing. And I told him, I said, I wasn't too sure about it because it was a different sport for me, and it was different environment and everything else, but I decided to give it a try.
And you can give Coach Napier credit for that.
Yes, sir.
Now, reading the article, which was back in the beginning of March, Donald Heath did a great job. There's a whole segment about your parents. Tell us about how your parents felt about you playing football.
They loved it. They encouraged me to do it.
And Coach Holder?
He loved it, too. He loved having me out there, knowing that he could always depend on me, and I could always put an extra point up on the board.
And, you know, we're talking to Mackenzie Stewart, Effingham County High School, this week's Weatherington, the first Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic of the Week. We tried getting on last week, but it didn't work out. She was over visiting Georgia Southern. So you're out there kicking footballs. How do the guys take it? I mean, I've coached football many years. I've had three girls come out for the football team, never a kicker. But, you know, they didn't last. I didn't cut them. But the guys were kind of hesitant about, you know, the physical contact. How did the guys take – how did the guys on the football team take you being part of that team?
They accepted me. The coach told them that I was just another teammate and that if they had a problem with it, then they could leave. They accepted me as one of their own players, and they treated me like their sister.
And, you know, reading the story from Donald Heath, on March 2nd, I found it. Effingham County's Mackenzie Stewart gets a kicks from football, soccer, and you know, it seems like you had a little contact on an extra point and you suffered an MCL sprain, but it seemed like the boys came and had you back.
Yes, sir, they did. The whole team swarmed the field and wanted to fight.
So what did somebody just roll into you after you kicked the ball? Is that what happened?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to throw this at you now. You play football and soccer. Which one do you like the most?
Soccer.
Soccer. Okay, let's get into the real reason why. She's here, and she is our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, soccer player at FEM County High School. They're having a great season. Put the football aside. You were asked by your middle school coach, Coach Napier. When did you start playing soccer?
I started playing soccer when I was about 9 years old in the third grade.
What do you like most about it? Because, you know, a lot of kids, you know, find it boring. All you're doing is running around, and, you know, you're not involved in a lot. Well, there is a lot of contact. You probably got more contact in soccer than you did football. So what do you like most about soccer?
I like playing, like, with my team and being able to be competitive with them at the same time and being able to go after it with each other and always having each other's back.
You're not playing one of the glorious positions. You're playing defense. You know, you got one goal, six assists. What do you consider your best skill from that defensive position? Is it getting the ball, passing the ball, seeing the field? What's your best soccer skill?
I would feel like my best soccer skill would be the power I put behind the ball, my strong leg, and also my tenacity and speed and the aggressiveness I have during the game.
And, you know, I tried reaching Coach Kessler, Blake Kessler. When I was there, he was the boys' coach. I was the figurehead girls' coach because they needed a teacher to do it. We had a great assistant coach. But he says, you know, you're passionate about winning, very driven. She takes everything seriously. She's a leader in practice on the field. She's very good at keeping others motivated. I mean, you guys are really doing a great job this year. And when I was up there, we made the playoffs. What's so special about playing soccer at FEM County High School?
The coaches and everybody else is always supporting, especially this year since our record is so good. Everybody's always interested in how we're doing and how far we're going to go and if we like it. And they're expecting so much of us this year.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. We're talking to our first Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week, and that's FEM County High School soccer player / football player, Mackenzie Stewart. FEM County girls, tough game the other night against Richmond Hill. But as a team, did you guys get together and have a team goal? Did Coach Kessler have you come up with a team goal? What was the team's outlook going into the season?
Our team goal was to be the best team we could possibly be on every game day or every practice and to be ready for state and make it to the state championship.
And you're on the verge about getting into the playoffs. You got a couple of games left. You and your teammates are having a great year. What does Coach Kessler bring to the team?
He's always pushing us to do our best. He supports us through no matter what the outcome of the game is. And he tries to make us a better team at practice every day. And he also expects me to lead the team and be a good example towards the young ones and even the returning players.
So you're calling the young ones, the younger freshmen, sophomore players?
Yes, sir.
Has your soccer career gone pretty quick for you?
Yes, it's gone about too quick.
And I know you told me you were over at Georgia Southern last week. So do you have any offers? Do you plan on continuing your soccer career? How's that working out?
I plan to and hopefully play at the next collegiate level. I have a few college coaches been emailing me and trying to get in contact with me. We're trying to come up with a plan and see which ones they offer and which ones I like best.
And, you know, being part of FEM County High School for 5 years and being part of that environment, let's hear it from a student. What's it like going to FEM County High School and representing the Rebels, whether it's in the classroom or on the field?
Basically, the faculty and staff are supportive. They're always there when you need help. They're always trying to make sure you're successful in what you do. And they're always going to push you as far as you could go.
And they're always there to support you. I know it's a great atmosphere. All right. Good, tough question. Okay, soccer's over. You're done with college or you're thinking about it. Throw the soccer out. What do you plan on doing in the future?
I want to get my master's degree in athletic training.
That's a good aspiration. So you want to be an athletic trainer? You're ready for the hours?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now you got two games left. How does it look with you guys? You got a good shot finishing second. I know it was a tough one the other night, Richmond Hill. You're going to lose probably because of the goal differential. It's going to end up at a three-way tie for first place. What's the playoffs going to be like for you guys?
I think we're going to be pretty good. We have a strong team. We have a strong defense as well as a strong keeper. Our offense is always good at putting the ball in the back of the net, and we have a very good chance of going very far this year.
Well, we'll be following you, Mackenzie. Great story. I mean, football to soccer. You don't hear many girls doing that. And from what I understand, you have a very strong leg. Just reading about it and talking to the people who know you, I thank you for coming on. I know you got a big day. You got the prom. Once again, good luck. And I always love saying this, go Rebels.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Mackenzie. I'll talk to you.
Yes, sir.
And that's Mackenzie Stewart, our first Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. She plays defense on the soccer team. Tough loss the other night. I think they were 13-1 going into the game. Their goaltender, who's very, very good, wasn't there. Tough loss to Richmond Hill, but they'll be in the thick of things. And once again, you got to go to the Savannah Morning News. If you think I'm making up, go to March 2nd, Donald Heath, Effingham County's Mackenzie Stewart gets her kicks from football and soccer. And I remember her sister Brianna, small but feisty and aggressive, and I bet you Mackenzie is just like that. Got to thank Dr. Bart Weatherington. The man's been with me since I've been doing this show, since 2010. He loves honoring our kids, our high school kids, or any age level. Could be college, could be peewee football, whatever it may be. But remember, if your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick up something and throw it across the room. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, in Savannah, Georgia, and in Pooler, Georgia. On Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you can find Dr. Bart at 329 Eisenhower Drive. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, he's in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your Weatherington Chiropractic needs. Well, we're going to stay on this topic. We're going to have another Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, another team who's having a great year, and that's, of course, the Windsor Forest Boys, ranked 6th in the state in 3A. We're going to talk to their captain. He's only a junior. He plays back defense, not midfielder, back defense, and he's a big reason why they're so strong on the defense side of the ball, and that's Eric Ioa. You're listening to the Call to Master Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.